I'm Kempson Cross. This is your look at sports. The Jackson American Legion Post 130 baseball team started the postseason with a win in Springfield on Thursday night. Jackson blanked Welcome Sherburne 4-0 in the first round of the Senior Legion sub-sub-B bracket. They scored a run in each of the first four innings to build the final score of the seven-inning showdown. Talon Holm tossed 12 strikeouts during his complete game shutout. He gave up only four hits and walked two batters. Holm also collected three hits at the plate. Cash Gilbert scored a run, walked twice, and had one hit. Jace Jorgensen walked and scored twice. Carson Dosher walked aboard and scored as well. Jackson is scheduled to play top-seeded Sleepy Eye on Friday in Springfield. First pitch is at 5 p.m. inside Riverside Baseball Park. The number 2 seed Springfield will play number 3 seed Wabasso in the nightcap. Jackson will play again on Saturday as well. They must finish in one of the top three positions in this bracket to advance to the sub-state tournament in Truman. The losers of each game will play at 5 p.m. on Saturday. The winners of each game will play at 7:30 on Saturday. The Hefty Seed Merle Johnson Memorial, presented by DKW Transport, is offering big money to the best performers at Jackson Motorplex this Friday. The Crestman Sanitation Midwest Sprint Touring Series 410 Sprint Cars are racing for the $10,000 top prize in a main event that pays $1,000 to start. Hazer Auto and Detailing Race Saver Sprint Cars will only add to the action as well. This will be the 2025 debut of the Race Savers. Jackson Motorplex General Manager Doug Johnson says it's a family affair.
This will be the third annual memorial race for my dad. You know, it's one of those deals where we're just looking to keep his memory alive, since he was such a big part of sprint car racing and just a huge fan of the sport. You know, it was his passion, and you know, we're just trying to keep that memory alive. And thanks to his grandkids, they've all raised a ton of money for this event. For almost $26,000 that we've raised just for the 410 class alone for Friday night, that's going into the purse. A lot of big money on the line.
Nautica Warehouses has a $200 bonus for the driver who sets quick time during qualifying. Each heat race winner will receive a $100 bonus. The Sioux Falls Toy Show Dash pays $1,000 to win, $600 for second place, and $400 for third place. Quick Change Rebuilds is providing $300 for the Hard Charger Award. The event is the first night of the three-race border battle. That also includes shows on Saturday at Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa, and Sunday at Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota. GRP Motorsports is offering $800 in tow money for any team that races in all three nights this weekend. Caleb Johnson, Ryan Timms, Tim Kading, and Jack Dover each have won MSTS 410 Sprint Cars feature victory this season. Dover is currently leading the championship standings. This border battle opener is the first of five MSTS 410 Sprint Car races at Jackson Motorplex this season. The gates open at 5 p.m. with hot laps scheduled for 7:30. One lucky teacher will be headed home with $500 toward classroom expenses from the Stock the Classroom event at Fairmont Raceway on Friday night. All six regular classes will be racing, with the Crown Vics joined by USRA Tuners, Hobby Stocks, B-Mods, Stock Cars, and Modifieds. Dylan Johansson of Winnebago, Minnesota, is leading the Crown Vic Championship race. Slade Fitzgerald of Sherburne is on top of the Tuner Point standings. Gavin Bussinger of Grenada is out front in the Hobby Stocks. Ty Griffith of Blairsburg, Iowa, is leading the B-Mod battle for the season title. Luke Sadoff of Jackson is in the top spot in search of another track championship in the stock cars. Dustin Weirhoft of Fairmont is leading the modified points. Gates open at 5:30 with hot laps at 7:15 and racing to follow. Admission is free on Salute to Ag Night this Saturday as Worthington Speedway roars back to life for the first time in July. A group of proud partners is making it possible to open the grandstand gate to anyone interested in watching seven regular classes this weekend. The Sportsman and Mini Mods are joined by the IMCA Sport Compacts, Hobby Stocks, Sport Mods, Stock Cars, and Modified. Several supporters added to the purse of the $500 to win Move-In Mini Mod Special as that class returns for the first time since June 21st. Florence Jost of Rushmore, Minnesota is leading the points championship and has yet to lose in four races of weekly competition. Scott Jones of Sioux Falls, South Dakota is at the head of the sportsman class. Brendan Moffel of Brandon remains on top of the sport compact points. Austin Johns of Louisville, Minnesota extended his hobby stock points lead with a win last time out in the last weekly race. Connor Vandeweerd of Alton, Iowa is leading the sport mods. Devin Tripp of Sioux Rapids, Iowa has taken the lead back in the stock car track title hunt. Todd Steinhardt's recent winning ways have only grown his modified points lead. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. with hot laps at 6:30 and racing to follow in Worthington on Saturday. The Jackson Bulls visit the arch-rival Lakefield Horn Frogs on Sunday. The 9-7 Bulls are 8-5 in the First Night League. The Frogs are 4-9 overall and in league play. The Bulls outlasted the Frogs 2-0 at Wacker Field on June 15th. First pitch this Sunday is at 5 p.m. at Stan King Field. The Heron Lake Lakers are hosting the Wyndham Pirates on Sunday. The Lakers are 1-14 overall and 1-12 in first night league play. The Pirates are 14-1 overall and 12-1 in league play, having already secured the top seed for the playoffs. The Pirates won 7-0 in Wyndham on June 15th. First pitch this Sunday is at 2 p.m. at Laker Field. The Fox Lake Foxes have a Sunday doubleheader against a pair of Gopher League opponents. The 2-10 Foxes will visit the 7-6 Laverne Redbirds at 2 p.m. and then hit the road for a game against the 9-8 Milroy Irish at 6 p.m. You can always find our latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempson Cross.